All right, do you think you're ready to start?
Yep, I'm ready.
Are you, hold on, are you actually sure that you're ready to start?
Yep, I'm ready.
Do you think the theme song should have lyrics?
No, I like the music. It's real upbeat.
They'd call it instrumental, I guess, if it doesn't have lyrics.
Okay, I like the, but it's a good theme song. I always dance to it.
On Even My Mom Has a Podcast. Hi, I'm Signature Required Von Fry. Joining me is...
Mom. Signature required for what?
Well, so I had to go out to a truck a few minutes ago to pick up the Amazon thing you saw me opening.
You had to go all the way out to the truck?
A guy came by at a Ford F-150, and it was a weird thing because I got an email from Amazon saying, you have a passcode you have to give for this pickup. And it showed a picture of the driver. And I thought, well, this is really inconvenient because I didn't know that was going to happen. Luckily, I'm full-time unemployed, so I'm available to sign for my package in this way.
Sounds like you're going to get kidnapped to me.
I'm fine with it.
You want to go get kidnapped?
That's an adventure.
That's true.
I did my daily activities today for Microsoft Rewards, so I get maximum Microsoft Rewards. Free me up for a full weekend of kidnapping.
Okay.
So I thought, sure, why not? And the guy just had a bunch of loose packages in his F-150, and he had an Amazon vest. So I think they had, like, farmed out the delivery to, like, a local guy. But here's the thing. I was not expecting this package till tomorrow. But this guy drove, like, straight from McConnell to Derby with almost like Santa Claus in this red F-150, red sleigh. But he was bald. But he didn't look like Santa Claus. But
why
it was kind of like
a sleigh.
Why
did he come to the door? Why do you have to go out to the truck?
He could have came to the door, but I saw him there. Oh. So I thought, I have to give him this passcode anyways, like it's some kind of secret agent thing.
So you went to his car?
So I went over to the truck.
You talked to strangers.
And he's like, oh, I don't see anything about a thing required. Let me wait till I scan it. So then he, you know, sorted through the boxes and goes, oh, okay, what's the code? And I'm like, you know, I've written it down on a post-it note. And I thought, okay. You have a book that went missing.
I know. I wanted
about
that book.
Earlier this week, you were expecting a book.
Yeah, like a rom-com book. Rom-com. Is that rom-com? Does that mean romantic comedy books?
A rom-com would be a movie genre.
Oh, okay.
A sitcom is a situational comedy. That's a
romance
TV show.
Romance books.
They just call it romance.
Okay.
So you didn't get your book.
Nope.
Now, maybe they realize, hey, the last thing, you didn't report it as missing, right?
No.
So it doesn't seem like the last thing that came to this house didn't get there. So make sure that you signed for this. You know, I don't know, right?
Well, I got both. I mean, I've ordered some stuff from Kohl's, and I got stuff really fast this week. I wasn't supposed to get package till tomorrow, and I got it a while ago this morning. And
well, Amazon's like, hey, pay $6.99, you get this thing in 2 days. And I'm like, well,
no.
Or I could wait, and I might get it in 2 days anyway.
Yeah, and it's
right?
Free.
Yeah, there we go. So that's kind of what I did. What have you been up to?
Not much.
I can tell.
Yep. Being lazy.
You got some shoes. We did a little video on that.
Yeah, I got some new shoes.
And that means you're going to have to get walked.
Yep, I need to. My legs.
There's
are
a lot
really
of people walking dogs in the neighborhood. A lot of.
I know you need to walk
people
your mom.
Walking. I think there's an okay amount of walking in given the size of Derby. What do you think?
Yeah, people exercise here pretty good.
You think so?
Yeah, I think so. It's a pretty healthy community.
All right.
We don't have a lot of overweight people.
Yeah,
unless you go to Walmart.
You know, we define the stereotype somewhat.
Yeah, unless you go to Walmart, and there's quite a few.
Walmart is something of a siren song for the overweight crowd.
It seems like it. I don't know.
They
it's
will.
Sad.
They will be there. I don't know what that's about so much. They're certainly skinnier where the food costs more, right? Because you can't eat a lot because it's expensive. So, like, if you go to Whole Foods, everybody's thin because they can't afford to buy everything.
Maybe so. Oh, I think that you eat to survive. If you're eating to like survive, you're eating probably not very healthy foods. If you're trying to be conscious of what you eat and not eat a lot of fats and stuff, I think usually you have more money then. So you're not eating to survive, you're eating to be healthy, and I think you're thinner then.
I think a lot of people eat for pleasure, like,
well,
this tastes
for pleasure.
Good. Yeah, that's what is your breakfast usually? A cake?
No, egg McMuffin.
Oh, sure. Right. Let's get into the news, all right?
What?
First up, Mortal Kombat 1. That's the latest Mortal Kombat game. I didn't want to call it Mortal Kombat 1. It's like they went back in time into the first
going
tournament.
Back in time.
So they added some characters, All right. They added Conan the Barbarian, but he's not voiced by Arnold Schwarzenegger. He looks like Arnold Schwarzenegger.
That's not fair.
But they got a guy who sounds like him. People are like, yeah, I'm glad they got that. I'm like, this guy doesn't sound anything like Arnold Schwarzenegger.
Can
it's terrible.
Can you not do Arnold?
It's not good. It's not good.
But, you know, if you did Arnold, he might sue them for not, you know, like, not
well, they also,
him,
I mean,
they used a picture of him.
I showed you previously, this game's been out about a year. They have Jean-Claude Van Damme in there, and he's voiced by Jean-Claude Van Damme.
Well, that's good. Why didn't Arnold do his voice?
They're adding the T-1000 voiced by Robert Patrick, and it looks like him from Terminator 2.
Yeah.
And they also have a new character you can't play as, but, well, his name's Floyd, and I thought I'd show
Floyd?
You. What
Who's
are you saying?
Floyd?
He's a ninja, and he's pink.
And you
have to earn, you win like a certain number of things in a row, you do certain moves, and you get to unlock a fight against somebody. He Fs you up pretty good.
Whenever we got the name Floyd.
Well, what color is he?
Pink.
And what's his name?
Floyd. Flo.
What's his color?
Pink.
And what's his name?
Floyd.
Say it again.
Pink Floyd. Awesome!
That's why it took
Pink
me.
Floyd.
I don't think I realized it until someone else pointed it out too.
That's awesome.
Okay, so I thought you might kind of enjoy that. The Dallas Cowboys have hired a coach.
Did you see that light bulb go off in my eyes when I realized it?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, who's your coach?
His name's Brian Schottenheimer, and he's a Nepo baby. So his dad was a coach, so he gets to be a coach.
Well, is he any good?
Well, people liked his dad, though he didn't win in the playoffs. He'd win a lot in the regular season, and I think that the Dallas Cowboys are kind of like, you know, as long as we win in the regular season, have a winning record, that's good enough.
How come they didn't get, what's his name, Boulder's coach?
What's his name?
I just...
Rhymes with Neon. They call him Prime.
Prime Time? I can't remember.
Deion Sanders.
Yeah, Deion Sanders. How come they didn't get Deion?
Well... Here's my theory on this. Okay, first of all, it's required. It's called the Rooney Rule in the NFL. You have to, as soon as you fire your coach, you can't hire another guy until you have interviewed two minority coaches, aka black guys.
Well, I know that.
So Deion Sanders was brought in to fulfill the Rooney Rule. However, I think there was genuine interest in getting Deion Sanders.
Yeah.
But with the escalation in pay for this position, I think Deion wanted to take it to a whole new stratosphere.
As in paying?
As in, you have to give me $30 million a year.
Yeah.
And then we'll talk about this. And it's like, you know what? I've got a lot of money, but
We're taking a chance on you, buddy.
I don't think Deion's going to finish the year at Colorado.
You don't?
I didn't think he would finish this year, but now that he doesn't have any kids there, he's really going to be ready to bolt.
Maybe
or
not.
They're going to do terrible, and they'll have a mutually parting of ways in the middle of the season. The sort of thing will happen.
I think maybe you might be surprised. He has a contract. He signed a contract for how many years?
I have no idea. But I don't think they honor these contracts. If you fire him early, you have to pay him anyway. But then if you want to say you didn't get fired, then okay, well, when you don't get the money. So you have to agree, yes, I got fired, you get the money. If we had a mutually parting of ways, aha, then fine, we don't have to pay you.
Nobody cares if they get fired nowadays.
Would you rather get fired and make $10 million?
Yes.
Even though it's humiliating to be fired?
At my age, definitely.
Nobody fires Donald. I'd never been fired. You're a loser. Yeah, like, you're fired. Remember when we used to fire people?
Yeah.
I think people kind of like wish that he'd go back to firing people.
I wish he'd just go back to being a
old man.
Orange skin. Yeah. Or, you know, even I was just thinking today, I really, you know, I liked him when he was on TV and The Apprentice and stuff. I mean, he was fine. He didn't do any damage. Just go
you
back to where
find,
you can't do any damage.
It's not that easy to find, but you can find clips of him at like the Golden Globes or
yeah,
I think the
he was
Emmys.
Not actually a nice looking
and they
man.
They had him
when he was
doing
younger.
Like. They had him doing like bits, like comedy bits on, you know, before they'd present an award with somebody else. Like he did a thing where I think he had to sing the Green Acres song with Megan Mullally, you know her?
Uh-huh.
And, you know, everybody clapped. Yay, okay, yeah. Cool. He's not in politics. He's that guy who fires people. And now Orange Man Bad.
Yeah.
You know what they call it when you're like obsessed with Orange Man Bad?
But
they call it TDS.
What's that?
Trump derangement syndrome.
Oh, well, I don't have TDS. That's for sure.
You're getting there.
No, I don't.
Your husband's got it.
I'm not obsessed with him. I try to ignore him.
Okay, so we also, and I told you about this because it's been over a week since we've done a pod, because somebody's lazy.
Somebody is.
And, well, this guy, his name's Paul, and I'm probably going to butcher this, Skinas. He just finished his rookie year with the Pittsburgh Pirates.
Yep.
He has a one-of-one rookie card that was from Topps that was put in a pack somewhere. And it contains a patch that he wore in his first game in Major League Baseball. So they, like, cut up his jersey. They put a patch or whatever. And it's like, this is his debut game patch or something like this, okay? It's on the card. An 11-year-old pulled the card, meaning he opened up the package and he owns the card.
Yeah.
The Pirates are like, okay, we'll give you two seats behind home plate for 30 years and a meet and greet with Paul. You get some signed jerseys, bats, whatever, balls, something like this. And he's like, nope, I'm taking it to auction.
So has it gone to auction yet?
I think it's going or something, but look, you could
sell, gone.
Even at today's rate, you could sell the season tickets when you didn't want them and make like $2 million. Imagine what the ticket's price will be if MLB is still around in 30 years with the way things are going.
I know. I think I would go to auction too.
And, you know, hey, you want to go to a baseball game? I've got the best seats in the house. Okay, yeah. You don't? Well, fine. I've sold this amount, whatever.
Well, I think at his age, I think it's better to go to auction and get that money. Invest it in stuff. Make sure he's got college covered. Anything he wants to do.
The way Black Twitter would say that is, it's not get the money. It's get the bag.
We'll get the bag.
He needs to get the bag. Well,
I've never heard that before.
You haven't heard get the bag?
No.
Well, we have a guy who's getting the bag in the NBA or not now because he's been suspended from the team. The Miami Heat have suspended star Jimmy Butler because he doesn't want to play for $50 million this season. He wants more money.
Oh.
Shaq defended him, saying, hey, I know how I feel. You know, I want more money. I want more. And then Chuck's like, you're under obligation to play for $50 million a year. That's not a good Chuck impression. Crotchy taco, you know, but...
Crotchy taco.
Yeah, terrible. But so Chuck has never got paid anything close to that when he was playing, all right? And to think that these guys are like, no, that's not enough money. And Shaq was saying, you know, fine, you know, I'll play for it. But I'm not going to go all out. You know, I could twist an ankle and not make any money next year. I'm like, what? So now you got guys, that's why guys ain't even playing in the league. They're going up there not really trying.
Yeah, I know.
It's kind of a sad situation.
I think they all get paid too much.
We had a concert last night.
Where?
Well, Billboard had actually this is a report from Billboard. They called it Fire Aid benefit concert.
Oh, good.
And they had some acts.
Like Farm Aid and all those.
So one of the acts from Los Angeles was No Doubt. Have you heard of No Doubt?
No.
You know who Gwen Stefani is?
Uh-huh.
This was her rock band.
And so she was on it?
Yeah, so 30 years ago, they had a really big hit album, and I'm going to play you some music from it, okay?
Okay.
And this is songs that they played just last night. But the thing is that I think her solo stuff's pretty bad. There should be a law that she has to play with No Doubt if she's going to sing any music, okay? So they started with this little ditty.
Take this pink ribbon off my eyes.
Have you heard this before in a commercial or movie or anything?
No big surprise.
It's called Just a Girl. What do you think?
She sings good on that. I like it. You like it?
So that's one of their known songs. This was a pretty big hit right here. This is called Don't Speak.
Oh, I think I know this one.
I might have played this for you on the pod or in a car or something like that. You think that you know this from anywhere else, or no?
No, I don't think so, but it's good.
It looks as though
All right, so that's Don't Speak. Yeah,
I like that.
And then they ended, they actually played three songs. They ended with this song, Spiderwebs. These are all from the same album.
I wonder who wrote these.
Probably Gwen Stefani. Or, you know, other people in the band too, I think. So these all sound quite a bit different, right?
Kind of.
What do you think of this one?
I like it too. They good music. I hope they made a lot of money last night for the victims of the fires in LA.
Yeah, I really don't know. I'm assuming they did. They had some other acts there. Rod Stewart was there.
Oh, he was? Cool.
I didn't think that he sounded so great, but nobody was saying anything mean about it. So I thought that was a thing.
You know, I saw him back in my younger days, and it was probably 75 maybe, and 1975, and he kicked out soccer balls into the audience.
Can you sing like him?
No.
All right. I didn't think that was going to happen.
But it was a good concert.
We also had a Ravens kicker had a problem.
What?
Ravens kicker, they're calling a future Hall of Famer, Justin Tucker, most accurate kicker in the history of the NFL, longest kick field goal in the NFL. He might have gotten inappropriate with some women massage therapist people. So you got to stay away from this massage stuff, you know?
Why are they going to why is he going to a massage therapist?
It's either they go there and he's not welcome back anymore, or they came to his place.
Or just hire somebody to come to your place.
There was another guy, this guy currently at the Browns, quarterback Deshaun Watson. I think they were coming to his place, or you know, he couldn't stay away from the massage therapist. So maybe NFL should just have a no massage therapy rule if this is widespread.
These guys can get women. They don't need to be.
But he's only
a
kicker.
Doesn't matter.
Hey, I play for the Ravens. I'm a kicker. Sorry, I only talk to quarterbacks.
You should see how good looking the women are around these football players.
Not only at the skill position like quarterback and maybe wide receiver, because they get the bag.
No, they all get the bag.
I want to show you something else that to be honest with you, I think this is the funniest thing I've ever seen in a video game, okay? And I was thinking, if they made a Grand Theft Auto video game or movie, they actually already have, starring Opie from Andy Griffith. He was in a movie called Grand Theft Auto in like the 70s.
Really?
But let's say that they made one based on the video game.
Yeah.
I want glitches from the game in the movie.
Oh, that's a good idea.
Okay. So this is honestly the funniest thing I've seen in a game ever.
So you're going to describe it?
Like riding bike, ain't it, boy?
Yeah, it all comes back.
How you doing on the Fetty?
I'm kind of short, you know. Crash took all my paper, man. Left me with nothing but small change.
Hey, get yourself a beer or something. I'll catch up.
Oh, my.
Mission complete. It's out of nowhere.
Why?
The car runs the guy over.
Why?
It's just good. And there's other things like that have happened in the same sort of glitches.
Why don't you write the movie, dear?
Man, this set tripping is killing the families. You did good back there.
Look at his girlfriend goes and beats up this guy. And he materializes into a newsie.
Big love.
Here we go.
There's another two baller tags in the hood. You go get them, and I'll keep the engine running.
Uh-oh.
How are you going to pass that mission when the guy keeps getting ran over?
You better be real careful this movie.
So what I'm saying is they're going to screw this up. They're going to do it eventually, but they're going to screw it up. This guy needs to be repeatedly ran over, and then just like a TV show, he's just back.
Yeah.
Like Kenny from South Park.
Yeah, he can't be.
You killed Kenny, you know?
Yeah.
So Kenny dies all the time,
but
they
bring him back. It's like the Roadrunner.
Just unexplained, he's alive.
Yeah, Roadrunner
keeps surviving
everything.
He just got ran over by a car, and everybody forgets about it.
Yeah, that'd be good. Why don't you write it?
They won't like it.
Yeah,
I don't know. Well, we'll see. It's very tricky, very convoluted. There's a lot of lore in Grand Theft Auto and the like, but I thought I'd show you that in lieu of a game and other stuff. So I guess you may have a quote
Us
today.
I have a quote because you accidentally might have seen what I opened up a while ago. I went to.
Well, I didn't see anything. What are you talking about?
Good. Yeah, you did.
Accidentally said when.
The specific element that occurs in every single successful joke is surprise. Who said that?
The joke is, you know, it's something like, you know what the my favorite element is? Surprise. You know, like that's supposed to be the way that goes.
Yeah.
So I haven't heard this.
Okay.
This sounds more like somebody sitting down and they're giving a lecture to the study hall.
Well, they could be.
I don't know what. I need a hint on this
one. He's had a sitcom.
He's had a sitcom. Jerry Seinfeld.
Yes.
You don't really reach out there very far, do you? You don't go, you know, what I need is a quote from Sinbad.
You know what I need? I need to start watching more comedy, some recent stuff, because I'm kind of just in a rut.
Well, Nate Bargatze has a new special, and it's on Netflix, I think.
Yeah. I like Nate. I think he's pretty
Maybe
funny.
We can watch that during dinner or something. Okay. You know, can just kind of casually
have that on. We need to start watching some new ones. Expose me to some new stuff.
My understanding of it is he made the most money last year touring as a comic.
Yeah,
and
I like
it was
him.
Like an insane amount, like $80 million.
And I like it because he's clean. You're clean.
I like clean comedy. Lack of delivery, just this like stone face.
Right.
Hey, so I'm here and I'm just telling the jokes. That's what I do. Yeah. You know? And like I listened to one of his albums on like Spotify a year back. And each chapter has to have a name. Like every few jokes has a name on the album. And he was saying something like, they told me I had to name these. And then my daughter came in and interrupted me or something like that. And those were like the names of the chapters.
You know, I like it works for him, but not for you. I mean, you
think I do a little bit of that, but I mix in some other stuff. I try to keep it changed up.
You have a lot of energy up on stage, and I think that's important because most people don't come to a club or go to hear comedy and expect somebody to go up there real dull and slow and stuff.
You need to have energy. You can get away with that if people came to see that. If people came to see a comedian and they don't know who it is,
you need to have energy.
Then you have to have energy. Otherwise, you can't win them over. It's just it's too hard because they'll just whip out their phone and look at something.
Yeah,
you know they'll be like, what's the odds on the Chiefs game? You know things like that. We'll talk more about the Super Bowl next week. All right. So, any closing comments from you?
No. Everybody, stay safe out there. Bye bye now.
All right, what are we having for dinner?
Warm up lasagna.
You think Tyler saved you some of that?
Homemade lasagna. Mama makes good lasagna.